Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing some adding zero to be exact. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. I see a pumpkin patch. I love pumpkin patches. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. And today I want to talk to you about a special word that we're going to get to, but it's going to be our word for the day. So first we're going to color. I would like you to look at the pumpkins sitting in the grass. Do you see them? What color shall we color those pumpkins, do you suppose? Yes, orange. Let's start coloring those pumpkins in the grass orange. While you're coloring the pumpkins in the grass orange, I want you to count how many there are. Can you count how many pumpkins are in the grass? 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 pumpkins in the grass. Good. So we're coloring orange pumpkins. Don't go too fast and make it sloppy. And don't go too slow and be a turtle. I'm almost finished with all 4 pumpkins. And now I'm going to do brown stems. Go ahead and find a brown crayon and make some brown stems. So we have 4 pumpkins in the grass. Take 2 more seconds to finish this up. 2, 1, and put down your crayons. And then I want you to look at the grass over by the scarecrow. See those clumps of grass over by the scarecrow? How many pumpkins are over there? You got it. 0. There are no pumpkins in the grass by the scarecrow. Maybe he scared them away. Let's color those clumps of grass green while we're over there looking for some pumpkins. Go ahead and color those clumps of grass green. So we have 4 pumpkins in the grass over there. And then over here by the scarecrow, we have none. 0. So if I was going to add 4 and 0, I could say 4 plus 0 and it equals, 4 plus 0 equals, how many pumpkins are in the grass? 4. That's right. Now here's our special word of the day. Some. Go ahead and put down your green crayon in 2, 1. Our special word for today is going to be some. We'll get back to it. All right, I want you to look at the pumpkins in the wagon. What color do you suppose we should color the pumpkins in the wagon? Yes, orange. Any kind of orange will work for me. In fact, I think I might use my yellow orange for these pumpkins. While you're coloring the pumpkins in the wagon, count them. How many pumpkins are in the wagon? 1, 2. You got it. 2 pumpkins in the wagon. There are 4 pumpkins in the grass. 4 plus 0 pumpkins in the other grass equals 4. 4 plus 0 equals 4. We didn't add anything. We added 0, which means we added nothing. Go ahead and make brown stems on those pumpkins in the wagon. And then take 2 seconds. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. I want you to look at the other wagon. How many pumpkins are in the other wagon? 0. There aren't any in there. So if we were going to add this problem, we would say 2 pumpkins in this wagon plus 0 pumpkins in this wagon equals how many pumpkins are in wagons? 2. That's called the sum. When I ask you for the answer in an addition question, the sum is the fancy way to say answer. Whoa. All right, let's keep going. Boys and girls, look at the pumpkin that the boy is holding. What color should we color that? You got it. Let's color it orange. You pick the orange and start coloring that pumpkin. That's one pumpkin that he's holding. So if I say to you, while you're coloring this pumpkin, four pumpkins in the grass plus zero pumpkins in the other grass equals what's the sum? That means what's the answer? What's the sum of four plus zero? And the sum is four. Find a brown crayon for your stem. And then if I say there's two pumpkins in this wagon and zero pumpkins in the other wagon, what's the sum of two plus zero? That's a fancy way to say what's the answer when you're adding. Two plus zero, the sum is two. All right, boys and girls, put down all your crayons. How many pumpkins is the girl holding? Zero. She isn't holding anything, is she? Let's color her sweatshirt purple just to show that we're looking at her and we're making sure that we have paid attention and she doesn't have any pumpkins in her hands. Zero. So one pumpkin for the boy, zero pumpkins for the girl. My addition problem would be one plus zero equals what's the sum? What's the answer? One. How many people or how many pumpkins are being held by children? One. One boy plus nobody else. Zero. One plus zero makes one. Let's color her pants blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. We'll put her in blue pants. All right. Ready? Put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Good job. All right. Now, let's look at the scarecrow. Let's color his hat. Let's make it yellow. Let's make his hat yellow. So we've got a scarecrow over here. All right. And then put down your yellow crayon. Let's color his shirt red. Any kind of red will work for me. I'm not picky. So we have one scarecrow over here. Do you see any other scarecrows in our picture at the pumpkin patch? No, there are no other scarecrows in the picture. There's one over here on the side, plus how many other scarecrows are there? Zero. So one plus zero equals one scarecrow in the pumpkin patch. Let's color the scarecrow's pants brown. Color his pants brown. So the sum of one plus zero is one. If you have one scarecrow and we don't have any others, then it's one. Simple. One. One plus zero equals one. Two plus zero equals two. Go ahead and put down your crayons. Four plus zero equals four. You got it. All right. Boys and girls, we're going to go down to the bottom where there's a 10 frame. Do you see the 10 frame? All right. There are three counters in the 10 frame. Let's count them. One, two, three. Let's color those counters green. Find your green crayon and let's color those counters green. One, two, three. And then put down your green crayon and we're not going to color any more. Zero. No more. So three green counters and zero other counters equals what? What's the sum of three plus zero? Three. Let's find our pencil and write the number three next to the 10 frame. Do you see the dotted line? Let's write our number three nice and neat. Good job. All right. Let's find, do you see the fingers and the thumbs and everything? Let's color those. Let's make this fun. Let's color those blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. I'm going to use my blue-green color. So let's color the first hand. How many fingers? We're going to color in blue. How many fingers is the first hand holding up? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we've got 4 fingers on the first hand. All right. And then let's scoot over and color this hand blue also. How many fingers are being held up on this hand, the one next to it? 0, exactly. 4 fingers plus 0 fingers equals what? How many fingers are being held up? 4. The sum, the answer, is 4. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your crayon. Can you find your pencil for me? I want you to look at our number line. Look at our number line. We have a 6 with a circle around it. Will you trace that circle for me? We're going to start right here on the 6. And we're going to say 6 plus 0. We're not going to hop anywhere on the number line because I said 6 plus 0. So we're going to stay right there on the 6. 6 plus 0 equals what? 6. That's why we didn't move. So we're just going to keep that right there. You don't move on the number line if it's plus 0. Nothing happens. All right, scoot down. Do you see the word that says S-U-M? Even though we're doing adding, I'm going to sound that out for you. S-U-M. Some. Some. Let's trace that word with our pencil. Some means the answer when you're adding, when you have an adding problem. Sum means the answer. So let's look at our problem. It says 2 plus 0 equals, and the answer is already there for you, 2. Trace the 2. And then go ahead and put down your pencil and find a purple crayon. We're going to circle the answer. The sum, what we just traced with our pencil, I want you to put a purple circle around that because that's our sum. Sum means answer. Sum means answer. So we trace the number 2. Now you're going to put a purple circle around it. Okay, scoot over. We have another problem. It says 3 plus 0 equals. Don't say it out loud. Don't tell your friends. Okay. We are going to draw a picture here. We've looked at a tin frame. We've looked at using fingers. We've looked at a number line. Well, I want us to draw a picture to solve this problem, even if you think you already know the answer. I'm talking to you. Okay, it says 3 plus 0. Our first number is 3. Do you see the wagon next to 3 plus 0? Okay, in that wagon, I want you to draw 3 pumpkins. I want them to be orange with brown stems. Ready? Find an orange crayon and draw 3 pumpkins in the wagon. Do your best. They can be big or little. I'm going to do roundish pumpkins. Make sure you've done 3 because our first number, it says 3 plus 0. So we need 3. And they can be medium or little or big. Just make sure there's how many in that wagon? 3. Okay. And then don't forget your brown stems so we know that they're pumpkins because right now mine just look like orange blobs. And if you want to add a little leaf to the side, you can add a little leaf to the side. I'll do that really quick. All right. And then the second number in our problem says 0. Says 3 plus 0. We drew 3 pumpkins for the 3. And then what are we going to do for the 0? Nothing. Because 0 means nothing. We're not going to do anything for the 0. It's 3 pumpkins in the wagon plus 0 more. No more. So how many pumpkins are in the wagon? 3. Let's write our answer on the line. See the line? Write your answer 3 right there. You did it. Boys and girls, we can add 0, and we also learned the fancy way to say answer when we're adding. When you add, the answer is called the sum. You got it. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.